I'm very glad to be able to be with you once again.
我非常高兴能够跟弟兄姊妹再一次在一起。
And if you will turn with me to the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 6.
请我们大家打开以赛亚书第六章。
From verse 1.
我们要从第一节开始。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛四立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸。 两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣耀充满全地。” Then
said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
因呼喊的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。”
Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin forgiven.
又有一撒勒佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭。 是用火碾从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：“看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。” And
I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I. Send me. And he said, Go.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？有谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。他说，你去。If
you will turn to the New Covenant into the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 4.
请我们打开新约马太福音第四章。From
verse 8.
第八节。
Again the devil taketh him unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若服服拜我。 我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为 经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
And then in the same gospel, chapter 6 and 1 verse, verse 24.
6章24节。
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Could we just have a further word of prayer?
让我们再有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we want to thank you that we're gathered here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天晚上再一次召聚我们聚集。
And we want to thank you especially that in your love you make a provision for such a time as this.
我们感谢你在这样特殊的情况里头，你有在爱里给我们特别的恩典。
Altogether apart from the ministry of your word, we need your quickening because many of us have been traveling.
主啊，当我们这样聚集的时候，我们需要你特别加添力量。我们也纪念那些在路上的弟兄姊妹。
Renew, quicken, revive, Lord, all of us.
求你更新我们，加添力量给每一位。
That this time may not in any part of it be lost.
让这一次的聚会没有任何一点点被流失了。
Lord, we thank you for the anointing that you have given for the ministry of your word.
主，我们感谢你，我们讲你话语的时候，你给我们你的恩膏。
And for the translating of it.
也给我们的翻译有同样的恩膏。
And also for the hearing of it.
我们也求你膏抹所有听讲道的每一位。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand now by faith.
在这一个恩膏里，我们靠着信心支取神的力量与恩典。
Fill this time with yourself, Lord.
求你自己来充满整个的时间。
With your speaking and with your working.
求你自己来说话，也求你自己来动工。
And we will give you all the praise for answering this our prayer.
我们把感谢献给你，因为你听我们的祷告。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I believe all of you will know that the theme of this time is vision, worship.And service.
我相信弟兄姊妹知道我们这次大会的主题是异象、敬拜与侍奉。
I believe these three matters are intimately and vitally related.
我深深地相信这三件事情是彼此有绝对的关系。
Vision, worship, service.
异象、敬拜。
My responsibility is service.
那我的责任乃是交通侍奉。
What begins with vision must end in service.
从异象开始，但是它的结果必然是侍奉。
When God is so gracious as to reveal Himself to us,
当神恩典的神把他自己向我们启示的时候，
By that very revelation, we become accountable.
神把这个意象向我们启示的时候，我们就开始有一个责任。
When he grants us spiritual understanding,
他赐予我们一个属灵的认识。
When we are granted such vision,
当神把他自己的意象给我们，
we see the Lord, we hear the Lord.
我们不但看见神，我们听见他。
By that very grace of God,
在这一个恩典中，
we are made responsible.
我们就带着一个责任。
Vision is not for self-centered glory or aggrandizement.
这一个意象 不是为着我们个人的满足，个人的荣耀。
Worship is not that we may just have a form of escapism from this world.
这个敬拜不是从这个世界逃离。
Both vision and worship must end in service.
所以意象与敬拜必须带到那一个侍奉的里面。
Every true servant, every true child of God is a servant of the Lord.
每一个神的儿女都应该是神的仆人。
I don't know why, but we human beings always like to make distinctions.
我不知道人有一个倾向，喜欢做一些区别。
We say he is a servant of the Lord.
我们常常介绍人的时候说，这某某人是一位神的仆人。
As if you are not a servant of the Lord.
当你这样讲的时候，好像你自己不是神的仆人。
But we are all priests and kings.
但是你要知道，圣经告诉我们都是神的。君王与祭司。
By our very spiritual birth, we have been constituted servants of God.
当我们重生得救的时候，神已经叫我们做他的仆人了。
We may not be able to serve fully as babies.
当我们是还是婴孩的时候，我们好像还不能够完全尽功能。
But all the instruction of the Lord.
但是在神所有的教导里。
All the education of the Lord.
神教导我们。
All the discipline of the Lord.
神训练我们。
The training of the Lord.
他整个的教育我们。
Is to bring us to the place where we can serve Him.
他最终的目的乃是叫我们能够服侍他。
Isaiah had an extraordinary experience.
先知以赛亚有一个非常特殊的经历。
When he saw the Lord,
当他看见主，
one of the most significant and most powerful and most vital ministries was born.
这个异象带给这位先知一个非常大的影响，让他的侍奉有一个特殊的意义。
It was a time of unparalleled turmoil and uncertainty in the land.
在那个时代，正遇上一个非常特殊的情况，是其他的时候。没有不容易见到的。
The king Uzziah had been a good man.
当时这位王乌西亚是一个很好的王。
And had sought to serve the Lord.
而且他有一个心来想要寻求侍奉神。
But he apparently did not study the word of God too deeply.
但是显然这位王并没有好好的读圣经。
For the word of God said that a king should never act as a priest.
神的话很清楚地告诉我们，一个王不可以做祭司的事。
And it's a very strange thing with us human beings. We all want to be what the next person often is.
但是在人性的里面，总有这样的一个稀奇的现象，我们总喜欢做那个人做的事。
You would have thought that being a king was quite sufficient.
你常常想，就做一个单单做一个王就已经相当的够你忙的了。
But he wanted to be a priest.
但是你会发现，这个王他羡慕做祭司。
He took the sacred incense, which only the priests could offer, and went into the holiest place of all with the incense.
你会发现，这个乌西亚王。就拿着这一个香，跑到一个至圣所里面去要献香。
And the priests all tried to stop him.
那当时的祭司要禁止他。
According to the Talmud, he lost his temper with them.
那么照五经告诉我们，他就发怒了。
And immediately leprosy broke out. on his forehead.
所以他马上在他的额上就长出大麻风来。
And from that man, from that moment, he was segregated from his family, his people, and from everything.
从那个时候起，他就被隔离，他再也不能见他的家庭。他的王宫，这一切都被他隔开了。
He died under the hand of God.
然后他就死在神的手下。
It was in the year that King Uzziah died.
就在这个王死的那一年。
With all the instability it brought.
在那个时代就有一个很大的不稳定性。
With all the uncertainty.
这么多的未知数。
And turmoil.
然后有许多的混乱。
That God gave to Isaiah an incredible vision.
就在那个时候，神给以赛亚一个大的异象。
He saw the Lord.
他看见神。
High and lifted up.
他就看见神高高的坐在宝座上。
And now for Isaiah, the temple was the most important thing.
对以赛亚来讲，圣殿是最重要的一件事。
The life of the whole nation was centered in that temple.
整个的国家是以这一个圣殿为中心的。
And the fact that God had judged the king for trying to be a priest only made it even more emphasized.
从神审判这个王的这件事，更加深了这个圣殿的重要性。
But when he saw the Lord,
在那一刻他见到神。
The Lord was much greater than the temple.
他发现这位神比这个圣殿大多了。
The house of God could not contain him.
这个整个的这个神的家无法容纳这位伟大的神。
The old version says his train filled the temple.
古版的圣经说到这位神单单他的衣襟就已经把圣殿填满了。
That is just the back part of his garments.
是他整个这个袍子的背后这一部分。
So great was the Lord.
所以你就知道这位神有。
The whole temple was swallowed up in the Lord.
这整个的这个大的圣殿却好像相对来讲变得非常的渺小。
It is amazing to me.
对我来讲非常诧异。
Listen to the word.
注意圣经怎么说。
Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
主说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
It is an extraordinary cry from the heart of God.
你会发现这个问题是神心中的一个呐喊。
Wouldn't you have thought that the high priest already had some understanding of what the Lord wanted?
我们会认为圣殿里的这个大祭司应该是最认识神心意的一位。
Or that the priests would have had some understanding?
甚至其他的众祭司们总有一位。
But here was the temple with all its services,
在这里有这么多的祭司在这圣殿里。
All its rites,
每一个人都做他要做的事。
All its sacrifices,
献了这么多的祭。
All its priests,
这么多的祭司。
All its Levites,
这些利未人。
And the thousands upon thousands of people coming into it and out of it.
每天有上千的人进出圣殿。
And no one heard the heart of God.
但在这么多的人里面，没有一位能够听见神的心声。
Whom shall I send?
神说，我们能够打发谁呀？
And who will go for us?
谁愿意为我们去呢？
It is almost as if the people of God were blind and deaf.
这句话里面反映当时神的百姓是这样的盲目与瞎眼。
As if the very service of the temple had become a substitute for really hearing what was in the heart and mind of God.
显明地告诉我们，当时的这些仆人们与神的儿女们， 把这个圣殿的忙碌的工作代替了听见神的话语。
If I had said to the high priest, "Are you serving the Lord?" He would have said, "Of course." What do you think?
如果我问大祭司的话，我问他你侍奉神吗？他的回答是当然我侍奉神。
If I'd asked one of the priests or Levites, "Are you serving the Lord?"
如果问任何一个利未人，你侍奉神吗
？They would have said, "What do you think?"
他一定反问我，那我天天在做什么
？I'm on this course.
我做这件事。
In other words, I'm on that course.
那有的人说我是这一班，有的人说我那一班。
We all have our times of duty.
我们每一个按着班次来侍奉。
But no one heard the cry of God's heart.
这么多忙碌的祭司，却没有一个人能够听见上帝的心声。
What is service?
那么到底侍奉的意义何在
？Service is to hear the Lord's heart and mind and obey.
真正的侍奉乃是能够听见神的心声，他里面的要求而顺服。
As far as God is concerned.
就着神而论
，There is no other service.
除这样的侍奉，其他没有侍奉。
Servants who are blind to him.
一个盲目的服侍的人。
Deaf to him.
或者一个耳聋的人对来侍奉。
What good are they?
神能够得到真的侍奉吗
？Think.
好好的想一想。
If you want to be a professor in a university, you need to have some knowledge.
如果你要做一个大学的教授，你总有一点基本知识吧。
If you want to be a teacher in a college or a school, you must have some knowledge.
你要在学校当老师，你也应该有些常识。
I have known some teachers who were blind.
我认识一些
老师 Actually, physically blind.
是瞎眼的老师
But good teachers.
但是很会教书
But a servant. Can a servant be blind?
但是你要做仆人的话，你能瞎眼吗
Can a servant be deaf?
你要做一个仆人，你可以是一个耳聋的人吗
A servant doesn't need degrees after his name or titles before his name.
一个仆人不需要在他的名片上他的名字前或者后有一大堆的头衔
He doesn't need a pedigree
他不需要一个学位
A servant needs eyes to see his master and ears to hear his master
一个仆人他所需要的乃是看得见他仆人的眼主人的眼睛与听得见他主人话语的耳朵
That is the essential necessity
这是一个侍奉的人最基本的要条基本条件。
Otherwise, if the Lord says go, they don't go.
否则，当主人说去，没有一个仆人会动。
If the Lord says come, they don't come.
当主人说来，没有一个人来。
If the Lord says do this, they don't do this.
当主说做这件事，没有人会做这件事。
If he says do that, they don't do that.
做那一件事，也没有人会动。
They don't hear.
因为听不见
They don't see.
也看不见
Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Here we are at the heart of God.
这段圣经把我们带到神的心坎里。
When Isaiah saw the Lord,
当以赛亚看见神
，When he saw him high and lifted up,
他看到神该高高的被举起了
，So great,
是这样伟大的神
，So powerful,
这样有能力的神
，Everything swallowed up in him.
一切都是出于他。
He heard the Lord.
他听见了神的声音。
And he said,
于是他就回答，
Here am I.
主，我在这里。
Send me.
请你差遣我。
And the Lord said, Go.
于是神说，去。
Isaiah lived according to Jewish tradition till he was 88 years of age.
按照犹太的传统告诉我们，这位先知他活到88岁。
And was utterly faithful to the Lord through his life.
在他的一生中，他对这位神是绝对的顺服。
He died a martyr.
他是寻道而死的。
When he hid from the evil king Manasseh in one of the great olive trees,
在一个很大的橄榄树下。
And they sawed it through.
那时代的王叫马拉西，就叫人把他
with him in it
绑在那个树上，把他锯开。
And he ended his ministry as he had lived it.A witness and a martyr.
所以他的一生，活着时候为着神做见证，死的时候成为一位寻道者。
I think this is. I don't want to labor the point, but I think it is.Amazing to me that you can have Christian people, all of whom know their Bible, all of whom meet together, and at the same time deaf and blind to the heart and mind of their Lord.
今天我非常的诧异，在神的儿女中间，虽然他们都读圣经，知道圣经，也聚会，可是对神的心却完全的听不见神的心声。
How amazing it is that church in Laodicea.
看圣经里面启示录的老底家教会。
Laodicea was the great medical center of the ancient world.
老底家这个城市是在亚细亚一个有名的医学中心。
Their standard of living was high.
那里的生活水平也很高。
They were affluent.
他人民生活得非常富裕。
The Church of Laodicea was not some institutional, traditional, apostate church.
那在那个城里的教会，也不是一种所谓传统或者离经叛道的教会。
It was an assembly of born again believers.
那个教会充满的都是重生的基督徒。
They had the Lord's table, probably at least once a week.
可能他们每个礼拜也擘饼聚会。
They had Bible studies.
他们也有查经。
They had prayer meetings.
他们有祷告聚会。
They had evangelistic outreach.
他们有福音聚会。
They had everything you associate with a good evangelical church.
所以你可以这样讲，等于今天的一个非常好的福音教会。
And the head of the church was outside knocking on the door.
稀奇的是，教会的头有一天却在教会的门外。
They sang about him.
没有听见。
They studied him.
这些在房子里面。
They prayed in his name.
奉他的名祷告。
They broke bread to remember him.
甚至擘饼纪念这位主。
And he was outside the door.
但是这位主却在门外。
Knocking.
敲门。
One of the most plaintive words of the Lord.In the whole New Testament are these. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me.
在整个的新约里面，最稀奇的一句话是这位教会的主，他在教会的门外敲门，然后说：“若有人听见开门的，我就进到他里面，与他一同坐席。”
I say plaintive.
这是稀奇的。
He didn't say, "If all of you hear my voice."
他并没有说所有你们听见我声音的。
He said, "If any man."
他在那里说。只要有任何一位
As if there was not hardly one single member of the body that knew he was outside.
稀奇的是，这句话说出来的时候，好像整个的聚会里头没有一个人能够知道主今天他站的位置是在教会的门外，没有一个知道。
I am very interested that the Lord revealed himself to Isaiah.
我对神把他自己向以赛亚启示这件事情有浓厚的兴趣。
I would have thought, was he a little different to the others?
是不是以赛亚这位跟别人不太一样？
But listen to what he says.
但是你注意听
Woe is me.
以赛亚说我有祸了
For I am undone.
我有祸了
He said, I don't know how it puts it in the Chinese. The old English is very funny. I am undone.
我完了
Too many servants of the Lord are already done. They're not undone. They're too done.
大部分所谓神的仆人今天不是认为自己完了乃是成了
Service begins with a vision of the Lord that undoes us
一个侍奉的开始乃是这个神的仆人看见神已经把他整个的一生毁了
It breaks us
他把我们破开了
Shatters our preconceptions
他把我们整个的观念都破坏了
Bursts our theology.
他把我们里面所有的神学破坏了
Brings us to the place where we can only say what has happened.
然后我们就不知道我们下一步应该怎么走
I'm undone.
我已经完了
We've got an idea that for servants of the Lord we must send them for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to a theological seminary.
今天我们好像有一个概念如果这个人要侍奉神，我们就把他送到神学院2年、3年、4年。
And then we pour everything into them.
然后把所有的知识灌到他脑袋里。
And then we send them out.
然后就把他打发出去。
Fully cooked.
都已经煮熟了。
Beautifully done.
好像把他们预备得很漂亮。
Finished.
是一个完美的杰作。
So they can stand in a pulpit.
他们可以站在讲台上。
And switch on the recorder.And pour out what they have taken in for 5 years or 3 years or 2 years.
他的录音机就可以好像打开来，把他过去2年到5年中间所有学的东西把它放出来。
I don't have any problem with training.
我对受训练是没有问题的。
And I certainly have no problem with study.
更没有问题，我们好好的查经。
And pure theology.We cannot do without.
一个纯正的神学我们是需要的。
And sound doctrine.
一个正确的这个真理是需要的。
But a servant of the Lord has to be first undone.
但是神的仆人他的首先的一件事就是必须被神瓦解。
What students normally go out?From such a course saying, Woe is me, I'm undone.
哪一个学校送出的学生能够对自己说 完了，我一切都结束了。
No, no.
不是这样的。
They think I'm ready for the job.
每一个毕业的学生都卷起袖子说，现在我可以大干一场了。
Now I've had these years. Now I'm ready.
因为我已经受过这么多年的训练，我预备好了。
The meal is cooked.
但是实际上它是煮熟了。
It's all completed.
这都完成了。
Now I can give it. I can serve.
现在我可以侍奉了。
But real service begins with the vision of the Lord.
真正的侍奉是从认识神的意象开始。
That undoes us.
这个意象要把我们整个的解体。
We're lost.
我们好像失去了方向。
We're finished.
我们好像完了。
He cries out.
这个先知。
I am a man of unclean lips.
他说：“我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。”
In the midst of a people of unclean lips.
我又住在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
You know, we have a tradition that Isaiah came from the royal family.
在传统里面告诉我们，以赛亚是从一个皇家长大的。
And certainly his language, as we have it in this prophecy, is the most beautiful language in the Old Covenant.
我们如果好好读以赛亚书，看见这位先知所用的语言是旧约里面最美的语言。
Whatever happened to him that he felt he had unclean lips?
到底这位先知看见这个异象的时候，什么让他忽然间发现他的嘴唇是不洁净的？
His overwhelming sense of inability and uncleanness.
他忽然间发现自己完全的无能，又是完全的不洁净。
Dear brother,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear sister, sometimes we think a vision will elate us.
我们有的时候有一个错觉，认为看见神的异象会让我们完全的好像上腾了。
But my dear friend.It will always undo us.
但是刚刚好相反，真正天上的异象要让我们整个的人被拆毁。
The more great we see the Lord to be,
我们越看见神的伟大
，the more little we realize we are.
我们同时又会越看见自己的渺小
，the more powerful we see Him to be.
我们越看见他的能力的伟大
，the more incapable we come to see ourselves.
同时，我们就会发现自己的无能
，the more we see His wisdom.
我们越看见神的智慧
，the more we realize how foolish we are.
我们同时也就看见自己的愚昧。
It is the essential beginning.Of true service.
这个是真正侍奉的开始。
An angel came and took one of the hot stones on the altar, probably the burnt offering, and put it on his lips.
有一位天使显现。就从那一个祭坛上，可能就是拿到那一块燔祭的炭火，就放在这个先知的舌头上。
Your iniquity is forgiven.
这个天使就说：“你的不洁净现在洁净了。
”And your sin is atoned for.
你的罪也被赎回了。
It is a tremendous thing when you're a servant of the Lord.
当你被神来这样子做工在你身上是一个了不得的事情。
To hide in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够藏在基督的义里头。
dry lips.
为什么这个时候这个炭火是放在这个先知的嘴上呢？
What about his heart?
为什么不放在他的心上呢？
What about his head?
或者他的脑上呢？
Well, maybe you see with Isaiah, the Lord was going to use his lips.
对这位先知来讲，可能神所要使用的就是他的嘴唇。
I don't know.
我不知道。
But what I do know is this.
我知道一件事。
That the only way you and I can serve the Lord is through the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
我们今天能够侍奉神，乃是根据于耶稣在十字架上所完成的工作。
The Spirit of God will rest on nothing else.
因为神的灵只不能够在任何其他的地方来高抹。
He will not rest on your zeal or your devotion.
圣灵不会高抹在你的火、你自己的热心上面。
Or even your weeping.
甚至也不会高抹在你自己的眼泪上面。
Or the work of your hands.
或者你的双手的万。
Your energy.
你的天然的能力上面。
He will rest only upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
神的灵只能停在神儿子在耶稣在神儿子在十字架上所完成的工作上。
Isn't it interesting what the Lord Jesus said to Satan?
注意看主耶稣回答撒旦的时候怎么说。
Satan came to the Lord Jesus and he showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and their glory.
当撒旦来考验基督的时候，撒旦把天下的万国与万国的荣华都给耶稣看。
And he said to him,
就对主说
I will give you all of this.
撒旦说这一切我都可以给你。
If you will only worship me.
只要你敬拜我。
Interesting, the Lord Jesus didn't say to him, it's not yours to give.
主并没有对他说
It's not yours to give.
你没有权利给这个给我。
It's interesting. He never challenged him, the Lord Jesus.
耶稣并没有讲这句话。
Instead, he said, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve."
耶稣对魔鬼的回答却是说。当敬拜你的神，单要侍奉他。
You know our problem?
我们的问题是什么？
Him only.
单侍奉他。
That's our problem.
这里是我们的问题。
Him only shall you serve.
我们只能侍奉他。
Oh, we say. We want a little leeway.
我们总是想有没有其他能够拐个弯的。
You know, we want a little bit of ground to spread.
我们希望这个路宽一点，稍微可以多一点其他的选择。
Him only.
但是耶稣在这里话是说的非常干净利落。单单的侍奉他。
No place for Mammon.
没有地位留给马门。
No place for self.
没有地位给你自己。
No place for sport.
体育也不在里面。
No place for pleasure.
娱乐也不在里面。
Him only.
单单侍奉他。
If we really want to serve the Lord, this.Little phrase, and him only shall you serve, haunts us.
如果我们真的要学习侍奉神，这一句短短的话，耶稣说单侍奉他，就常常叫我们，好像没有办法。
The Lord Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters."
耶稣的话说得很干净利落，你不能侍奉两个主。
Oh, you say. Of course. Of course.
我们的回答说当然喽。
I don't serve two masters.
我不会侍奉两个主的。
But most of us are trying to.
但是大部分的我们却尝试侍奉两个。
You know, 60% for the Lord, 40% for self.
我们四六开。
You understand?
六十是属于主，四十属于自己。
You businessmen.
你是做生意的。
80% for the Lord, oh, 20% for mammon.
八十，二十。
No, I sometimes think it's the other way.
或者倒过来，二十。
20% for the Lord, 80% for mammon.
20% 给主。
What is
为着侍奉马门
？What is mammon?
什么是马门呢
？Mammon is money. Money.
马门是钱。
Money.
钱。
I'm Jewish. You're Chinese. We all understand what money is.
所以，对我犹太人，你们中国人，我们都了解钱。
I mean, I don't have to try and persuade you as to the kind of longing we all have to make money.
所以我们这样的人是有一个很天然的倾向，喜欢赚更多的钱。
Some of you will be out there as soon as this meeting is over on the phone, making deals here, there, everywhere. That's mammon.
可能我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹。聚会一完，赶快开手机，因为马上要做一点。
Now the Lord Jesus never said that we should not make friends of mammon.
主耶稣从来没有说我们不可以与这个
friends of mammon.
这与马门做朋友。
Yeah, you know, but we have to serve the Lord only.
但是主却这里面说得很清楚，我们只能侍奉一位神。
And mammon becomes a means of serving the Lord.
马门是服侍神的一个方法。
Well, what did the Lord say?
主耶稣到底说了什么
？He said.He will hate the one and love the other, or else he will.Hold to one and despise the other.
主耶稣说，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
And then he said this: You cannot serve God and Mammon.
你不能同时侍奉神又侍奉马门。
It is either God,
要么就侍奉神
，or Mammon,
要么就侍奉马门。
It's the same with self.
自己也是一样的。
You cannot serve God and self.
你不能一面侍奉神又侍奉自己。
But then, I think we have a problem here.
那么现在我们就来到一个问题了。
It's not so easy.
这个问题不容易。
Because all of us are born self-centered.
因为我们每一个生来就是自私的。
Even the sweetest people.
甚至一个很可爱、很甜的一个人。
We're all born self-centered.
不管怎么样，我们都是一个生来自私的人。
Some people don't all the time look at themselves in a little hand mirror, but when nobody else is there, they study themselves very carefully.
我们虽然手上不是天天拿那个镜子，但是当我们孤独的时候，有的时候我们就拿起镜子孤芳自赏。
We are all self-centered.
因为我们是一个自己为中心的人。
We ask someone to play the piano.
我们请人弹琴。
They say no.
Oh, 我不会。
I'm no good.
我弹得不好。
I'm no good.
弹得不好。
They may have degrees.
可能他已经有。
But they say no, no, no.
学位的人。
I'm no good.
但是他要说我不会。
But、
我不好，弹得不好。
If I were to say to him,
如果他对我说
，Don't ask so and so to play the piano.
不要让那个人弹琴
，because he can't play it.
因为他弹得不好。
And someone tells him.
那如果神有人把这句话
He's very angry.
传给那个人。
How could he say I didn't play the piano? Doesn't he know I've been to music academy? I've got degrees after my name.
他马上要跳起来说，怎么有这个人批评我不会弹琴？我是有学位的人呢。
Where does all that sweet modesty go? That I'm no good.
这下他本来那个谦虚怎么一下不见了呢？
We all serve self.
你会发现，我们每一个人都是，为自己服务的。
Self glory.
也为自己得荣耀。
Self fulfillment.
自己得满足的。
Self expression.
你要表扬你自己的
self-aggrandizement，
要让人觉得你了不起。
It's part of our nature，
这是我们天然的性格。
We are fallen human beings，
因为我们都是堕落的人。
The deepest instinct in us，
我们最深的那一个直觉
，is to love ourselves，
是爱自己。
And do you know? You say, "Oh no, now he's going too far."
你觉得这个讲员讲的
？You're going a little too far. You went too far. No, I'm not.
我并没有说的太过火。
This is what the Lord said.
你注意，耶稣这样说的。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
主耶稣说，爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
In other words, the Lord recognized that every human being loves themselves.
因为主知道每一个人都是爱自己的。
And some people who all the time say I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, actually it's a form of self-love.
很多人会谦虚地说，我什么也不是，什么也不是。但是这一个态度也是一种己的表现。
They're waiting for you to say no, 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 you are something.
因为他等着你要告诉他说，不不不不，你实在不错的。
You cannot serve two masters.
主这里的话说，你不能侍奉两个主。
Listen to this. It's in James, chapter 1 and verse 8.
注意看，这个雅各书第一章第八节。
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
这个心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上。没有定见。
That is someone who has two minds.
这里很清楚地说，一个人有两个意见。
One for the Lord, one for themselves.
一方面是为着主。
One for the Lord, one for mammon.
一方另一面为着钱或者为他自己。
A kind of civil war.
所以在他里面有一个征战。
Unstable.
这样的人非常不稳定。
Listen again, it's in James, the letter of James, and it's chapter 4.
再看同样雅各书第四章。
And verse 8.
第八节。
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手。心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
That's why I think Isaiah said, "I am a man of unclean lips."
这就是我想，当先知以赛亚说。我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的人中间。
And the Lord took that coal from off the altar on his lips.
那天使就把那个炭，火红的炭放在他的嘴唇舌头上。
Now your lips are clean.
你的嘴唇洁净了。
Well, I think we should finish. Listen again to the Lord.
注意听主的话。
Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
我要打发谁？谁愿意为我们去呢？
True service is being sent.
一个真正的侍奉，乃是被神打发的侍奉。
In other words,
换言之,
you may not always go somewhere, but you're under the command of the Lord.
你不一定天天跑来跑去, 重要的是, 你是在神的命令里面来指使打发。
I think that real service begins with seeing the Lord and hearing the Lord.
一个真实侍奉的开始, 乃是你看见这位神, 也听见他所说的。
Let me just say in closing one final thing.
最后我要用这段话来做结束。
There is a tremendous amount of work done by Christian people that is work done for the Lord.
今天在神的儿女们中间, 做了许多所谓为神做的工。
But it is not the work of the Lord.
但是并不是神的工。
In other words, I work for the Lord, I speak for the Lord, I go for the Lord, and I ask the Lord, now Lord, stand behind me.
换言之, 我为神做了这一个, 我为神说了那一个, 我为神去了那个地方, 换言之, 神是在我后面帮助我而已。
Support me.
支持我而已。
I'm doing this for you.
我是为你而做的。
Bless me.
求你祝福我。
Support me.
支持我。
Be behind me.
站在我右旁边。
I'm doing it.
我来为你而做。
For you.
为你而做。
I'm working for you.
我为你而做。
Now you get behind me.
你站在我旁边。
There's a great difference between that and the work of the Lord.
但是神的工与为神做工。 这两者有很大的区别。
When you're in the work of the Lord, He is the worker.
如果你为神做工, 那么他就变成一个工人。
You are a co-worker.
你是他的同工。
You are under His government.
你是在他的带领之下。
Under His command.
在他的管制之下。
What a lesson to learn.
这个功课是很大的功课。
True service
一个真正的服事
is not what I do for the Lord.
不是我为神做了什么。
It is what the Lord does through me.
乃是神借着我来做什么。
Now, let me illustrate.
我用一个例子来说。
Are you still all alive and kicking?
希望大家还是清醒的。
In the Old Covenant,
在旧约里头,
in Exodus,
在这个出埃及记,
and chapter 33,
33章,
and verse 13,
第十三节,
this is what Moses said.
摩西这样说,
Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, show me now thy ways, that I may know thee, to the end that I might find favor in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people.
十三节，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。Show
me favor.
求你把你的恩典向我表明,
that I may know you.
让我可以认识你。
And then listen to what the Lord said.
那你注意听主说什么。
This is how the Lord answered.
耶和华说,
My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest.
我必亲自和你同去, 使你的安息。
And Moses said, If your presence go not with me, carry us not up hence.
摩西就回答说, 如果你不亲自与我们同去,
I don't know how the Chinese translation goes, but in the Hebrew we have something quite extraordinary. It isn't my presence shall go with thee. With thee is not in the original.
我不知道中文的翻译怎么翻，但是在原文里头，这里这个与你同去，这个与你是在原文是没有的。It's true.
It's
in Chinese, it's
with thee.
Said with thee, but with a dot means it's not in the original text.
In the original, it's this. My presence shall go.
所以照原文来直接翻的话，
And I will give you rest.
我的同在要去，你要使你得安息。
In other words.When the Lord goes,
当神去的,
you go.
你才去。
And when you go in and with the Lord,
当你随着神的同在而去,
you find rest.
你就有安息。
You find grace.
你有恩典。
You find power.
你找能力。
You find wisdom.
你就找到智慧。
You have the anointing.
你有恩膏。
When you go with him,
你跟他去的时候,
when you go in him,
在他里面,
when you go by him,
靠着他,
do you understand what I'm saying?
懂我的意思吗?
No wonder Moses said, if your presence doesn't go, don't take us up.
难怪摩西会这样说, 如果你的同在不去, 不要带我们去。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是一个了不得的话吗?
That is the secret of genuine service.
这一段对话透露出侍奉的秘密。
To go with the Lord,
乃是与他同去。
When the Lord says go,
当主说去，
He goes,
他去。
You go with him,
所以你跟着他去。
You rest in him,
你就有在他里面有安息。
I wonder where you stand.
今天你站在什么位置上？
What kind of service?We're giving.
你所提供的服事是哪一类的服事？
May the Lord make these words real.
求神把今天的交通在我们每一个人身上成为真实。
We are entering now into a period of unparalleled shaking and disaster in the history of the world.
今天在整个世界的历史上，我们来到一个情况里头，是有破天荒的考验难处。
It will not get better.
而且这个世界的光景不会改善。
We are on the very threshold of the appearance of the Antichrist.
我们今天正在敌基督显现之前的那一刻。
Now is the time to be done.With sham service.
今天我们要把一切不合神心意的服事结束。
Now is the time to seek the Lord.
现在是寻求他面的时候。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord.
当乌西亚王死的时候，我看见主。
And I said, Woe is me.
于是我说，祸哉我灭亡。
I am undone.
我结束了。
I am a man of unclean lips.
我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
And the Lord said,
神就说，
Your iniquity is forgiven.
你的罪赦免了。
And your sin is atoned.
你的罪也被赎了。
Then I heard the Lord saying,
我就听见主对我说，
Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁，谁愿意为我们去呢？
And I said, Here am I, send me.
我就说，
And the Lord,
主在这里打发我。
And the Lord said, Go.
神就说，去。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主,
none of us can claim to be perfect servants or even good servants.
我们没有一个人在你面前能够说我们是一个好的仆人。
I want to thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy.
但是我们要谢谢你的恩典，你的保守，你的爱。
Will you make these words a living reality in every one of our hearts?
求你把今天晚上你的话成为我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹的实际。
We do not want to be blind to you.
我们不愿意是一个瞎眼的人。
We don't want to be deaf to you.
我们也不愿意成为一个耳聋的人。
We want to be able, Lord, with the eyes of our hearts to see you.
让我们能够心中的眼睛看见你。
With that ear, that spiritual ear to hear you.
我们心中的耳朵能够听见你。
In these days in which we're living,
在这个时代里头。
We want to serve you, Lord.
我们愿意来服侍你。
With reverence and awe.
乃是带着一个敬畏，一个敬畏神的心。
Lord, meet us.
求你预召我们每一个人。
And touch our hearts.
摸到我们的心。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.